back to the episode of Little Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be doing day three, devotional week two. And today's is, let me see here. Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh. Okay, I totally forgot. We have some guest stars. Hadley and Frickity.
Hello.
And Tenley Beth Kasky.
Hello.
And yeah, so we are just hanging out this afternoon, and I need to do my podcast. And I'm so sorry, I haven't done one in a long time. And like, yeah. And also, guys, I have so great news. Okay, so the views have come up to 493. So this episode could change things a lot. So first, we are going to be reading devotional, reading the verses from the Bible, and then, yeah. So let's get started. Okay, so now we're going to get started. And today's thing is called Lost and Afraid. And later we're going to be reading Psalm 56, 3 through 4. Jonah was excited when he and his family arrived at their favorite state park in Florida. He loved camping and couldn't wait to hike the boardwalk trail through the... Okay, I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Let me see.
It's that one right there.
Slough.
It's S-L-O-U-G-H. Sorry if we're pronouncing that wrong. But, like, yeah. The wetlands were full of wildlife, and he knew that he'd see lots of different kinds of birds and maybe even some alligators.
But before they went hiking, they had to have lunch. Jonah hopped around immediately as Mom got out the food. "Can I go to the playground?" he asked.
"Be careful and watch for snakes," Mom said. Jonah nodded and ran to the playground from the top of the giant slide. He saw an alligator, a kitten by the edge of the woods. What is a kitten doing over there? Jonah thought. An alligator might get him. Jonah quickly slid down the slide and darted after the kitten. But the kitten ran into the woods. Jonah ran after him, and we finally caught the kitten. He looked around and didn't know where he was.
Jonah hugged the kitten close to him. "I think you're lost," he said.
"We're lost."
Whatever. Sorry. Okay, as Jonah started walking in the direction he thought they'd come from, he remembered a Bible verse his mom had taught him, Psalm 56:3. "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." "Jesus," Jonah prayed, "I'm afraid, but I know you're with me because you died for me and promised never to leave me. Please help me find my way back. Amen."
Soon Jonah heard a voice shouting his name. It was a park ranger. I'm over here, Jonah yelled. When the ranger brought Jonah back to camp, his parents gave him a big hug. We were so worried, Mom said. The park ranger patted the kitten's head. This little guy's family will be glad to see him. He wandered away from their campsite a few hours ago, but don't go off into the woods again by yourself, Jonah. Not even for a kitten. It's dangerous, and you could have been hurt.
Jonah nodded. "Don't worry, I won't do that again," he assured them all. After the ranger left, Mom brought the food to the picnic table, and they sat down to pray. Jonah thanked God for their food and then said an extra big thank you for being with him to keep him safe. Lisa Fuller.
I usually don't say that name, but... Okay, so this... So today's key verse is Isaiah 41:13 from the NIV version. For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, do not be afraid. I am here to help you. And now Hadley is pulling up our verse for today. And also, like, what this is talking about, Jesus is always with you, and he will never leave you. Like, isn't that just amazing, guys?
Yeah.
He will never leave you. He's always with you. And also, actually, we learned another verse from Psalm the other day. Psalm 46:1, right? Yeah, 46:1. God is our strength, our refuge and our strength, an ever-present hope in time, our ever-present hope in trouble. Okay, now Hallie's going to read the verse for today.
When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you, and God, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid.
3, 4.
What can be more mortal to do me?
Is that it? Okay. So, thank you guys so much for watching. This is all we have for today. We'll see you next time. Make sure to check out my cousin's podcast, Gracie Loves Books, my brother's podcast, Truth of Charles. You can follow me on Instagram @cheesy.crafts. And we'll see you next time. Bye! Bye.